5. Do not open a coffin that says "Do not open" on the front. As soon as they got to the hooligan village, Hiccup and Fishlegs changed into dry-ish clothes. Berk was one of those damp places where clothes never really dried. They just became warm and wet, rather than cold and wet. They hurried as quickly as they could towards the great hall. By the time they got there, Stoic had called a big meeting of everybody, and the great hall was already packed to bursting with great hairy hooligans, jostling each other for a good view of the coffin, which had been placed on a table in front of the fire. Bit by bit, Hiccup and Fishlegs managed to wriggle their way through the crowd to the front.
"Ah, Hiccup, there you are,"
said Hiccup's father, Stoic the Vast, absent-mindedly, as he consulted with the other elders in front of the coffin. Stoic was a terrifying, red-headed bull of a man, whose belly turned a corner a good foot or two before the rest of him.
"Interesting find you've made here, my boy,"
said Stoic, ruffling his son's hair proudly.
"The lost treasure of Grimbeard the Ghastly, eh?"
"Yes, father, but," said Hiccup.
"We're just about to open it," said Stoic.
"But what I'm trying to say is," interrupted Old Wrinkly, the cleverest and most ancient elder of the hooligan tribe, "it is written quite clearly on the top, do not open this coffin. Cursed be he who disturbs the remains of Grimbeard the Ghastly, the greatest pirate who ever struck terror into the Inner Isles. In my considerable experience, it is always a good idea not to open a coffin that says, do not open, on the front."
"I agree," said Hiccup nervously. "Grimbeard the Ghastly was a nasty piece of work. Anybody who opens that coffin could be in for a horrible shock."
"Rubbish," scoffed Stoic the Vast. "A warning like that to put off grave robbers should not stay the hand of fearsome Vikings like ourselves. Shall we, who laugh in the face of death and spit in the eye of the great typhoon, quail at a simple curse to scare infants and old men?"
Cries of
"No" and "Not likely, Governor." "All those in favour of opening up the box and seeing whether the lost treasure of Grimbeard the Ghastly is inside, say aye."
"Aye,"
bellowed out every member of the hooligan tribe, except for Fishlegs, Old Wrinkly and Hiccup.
Run for your lives,"
yelped Toothless and hid in Hiccup's shirt. Fishlegs edged backwards into the crowd. "Not a good idea, not a good idea, not a good idea," muttered Hiccup. He started backing away from the coffin as Stoic fiddled clumsily with the iron clasps. "Not a good idea, not a good idea, not a good idea," repeated Hiccup as Stoic slowly creaked up the coffin lid. The coffin lid dropped open with a bang. Stoic jumped away to avoid being splashed by the seawater gushing out of it from all sides. Everybody else tried very hard not to look nervous. Stoic peered into the coffin. There was a bit of a pause.